Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bryson here. Of course, I'm here with LB. What is going on, LB?
Mr. Bryson, just sitting here, going through the Twitter sphere, evaluating the NFL draft. You know, fun times. Mr. Bryce in.
What do you call, we were just talking about this, what do you call the device that you use? It's a handheld device. It's got those little stringy things at the bottom. You turn the motor and you cut grass with it. What do you call that?
I call that a weed whacker. What else did it call it?
Well, we call it a weed eater.
What? Yeah, but it's not like it doesn't suck the weeds up, does it? Then it spins, right?
Yeah.
When you first said weed eater, I was like, I didn't know if it was some sort of code, like somebody. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. Yeah, I didn't know. I don't understand why the hell it's called a weed eater. Like, what do you call a lawnmower? A grass eater? Or is it just?
Yeah, we just
fired up the old grass eater.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. We just call it a mower, but these are weed eaters. I'm going weed eating today. Going to eat some weed, boy. I don't know. It must be a southern thing.
I guess so. I mean, weed eating sounds like you're, you know, ingesting some sort of marijuana laced edible. I mean, when you say weed eater. I don't know, it just doesn't roll off the tongue, in my opinion. Like, weed whacker, you gotta admit, it sounds a lot... It's a lot easier to say weed whacker than weed eater.
It sounds a little... sounds disrespectful. Like, you're just eating the grass, not whacking the shit out of them.
Like, who do you think you are? You can either whack it or you can eat it.
Do you want PETA on your options? Do you want PETA on your...
Oh, my God, PETA. It just doesn't sound, I don't know, weed eater. Just sounds funny, I don't know.
3 minutes on a weed eater. 3 minutes. Anyway, there's a guy.
I'm going to try not to.
He's weed eating right as now, as we speak, so I apologize if there's any sort of noise. I tried to tell him, I walked out there, I said, listen, buddy, you know who I am? I'm Bryson NFL from Twitter, okay? Do you know who I am? He called the cops.
I'm literally... We got about four people who are really stoked about this draft podcast. How about you start being considerate of others, you asshole?
You
we got like
on.
A bunch of...
20 minutes. That's all I ask. Just 20 minutes. Hold off, please. I am Bryson NFL. Check me out. The fuck is
Bryson this? NFL. That's Twitter.com, by the way. In case you haven't heard of me.
I'm going to check this guy out on Instagram, too, see what he's got going on there. Oh, boy.
Follow on Instagram, too. Same thing, Bryson NFL. I think you get it. That's two N's, not one N, Bryson NFL. We got about four or five people who are really stoked about our podcast. As a matter of fact, you can check it out, too. You'll hear all this right now while he's eating weeds.
He just shut it off, so he probably heard me. He's like, dang, Bryson NFL just heard me. I better shut this off. He's clearly recording an important podcast.
It's very important.
All right,
people love to slander the podcast. Hey, man, your podcast sucks. Like, we give a fuck.
Dude, I tweeted a picture. I said, this is where the Chiefs go to scout players, and it was a picture of a prison. And someone quoted it and said, this guy literally has a Patriots podcast. That was his insult to me. This guy literally has a Patriots podcast. And I was like, okay, are we saying facts now while we're at it? Yeah, and you literally have two radius and one orbital bone. I don't know. What the fuck do you want me to say to that? Like, I don't know what to say to that. Yeah, and you're...
I gotta see this. Is this on your timeline right now?
I don't think so.
How is that an insult? I don't...
I've tweeted so many times in the past like 12 hours. I'm ashamed to admit it, actually, in the past 24 hours. That's all I've been doing, doing draft tweets and watching the draft and just having fun interacting with everybody. It's just, this is probably the most fun time I've had in the year since football's back. I mean, the draft's on. It's fun.
Well, you're right. Actually, though, you are right about that. I noticed the uptick in football activity last night. Like, you had a ton of – you were going off last night. You had a ton of just draft tweets, and you were pissing a lot of people off. I like this one. Jesus Christ, can the Chiefs just draft someone normal for once? That's a good one.
The answer is
well,
no.
I mean, the guy was –
the answer is no.
Let's see.
I'm trying
Yeah,
to
you were going off. You
This is
You've been going off on the Chiefs.
I think I literally had like 1,000 tweets last night. I think I literally did. It's embarrassing to say, but
I want to find this. Oh, here's a good one. God damn, your mother. Here's one of your old ones. This one's pretty good. Alexa, show me the softest franchise in the NFL. And it's all the Chiefs rules. Here's another one. Tyreek Hill. Hi, Daddy. Holy Christ, man. Hi, Daddy. Tyreek Hill. Is that, what's his name? Alex Jones. Is that his name? I think.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want. Chiefs players to stop committing domestic violence. Okay, here's a, damn it, I'm trying to find that.
I've got it. I'm going to send it to you. Everyone's listening to this like, what the fuck are these guys doing? I don't even know what Twitter is. I just know that Bryson NFL is a mad idiot. I'm listening right now for podcast slander material.
I'm seeing your tweet about Jake Bailey had an 84-yard punt, and it just reminded me of the time that Aaron Rodgers had 77 yards passing in an entire football game. That's his tweet right there. That'll get Nick all over you.
Ooh.
Nick Giammatoni. Giammatoni.
What a bet. How to say it. What a banger that tweet was. This guy literally has a Patriots podcast. He got one like by my follower because I retweeted it.
Yeah, dude, I hate when people do that, by the way. I've unfollowed people for that shit when they fucking – when like, because like one time some kid was really making fun of me and he was like, dude, you're a freak loser. Like, you probably never had sex in your life. I was like, I quoted him like talking shit back, and then I looked and the kid had like one like, and it was somebody who followed me, so I was like, fuck this, I'm not following you.
You've always got this.
I've done it a few times. Yeah, well, some kid recently, maybe a week ago, said somebody tweeted about me behind my back and was like, let's go, because apparently I had blocked his backup account or something stupid. And I started reading the replies because, like, naturally, I want to know, like, how much shit people are talking. One kid said, top 10 loser on this app. So I retweeted it, like, you know, like, being funny. And, like, I saw, like one of my followers liked some kid, some Celtics fan. I was like, fuck you. I've literally, like, tagged people in tweets before. Like, yeah, okay, man. Like, I saw you liked that.
What a
oh, man, I got to. I think I'm from the sound. I'm the freak, honestly. Jesus, I need to not look at the light. Like, if somebody makes me mad, I'll just like a bunch of tweets that go against them. You know what I mean?
It's like
they get outliked.
It's like you're at a party and two guys are fighting, and you're like, oh, no. Oh, like, you just start saying, oh, another guy's talking. Oh,
oh shit. He's right, yo. Like,
the other guy's like, nah, yo, fuck that. That guy better stop saying fucking oh. What are you fucking
He's right,
about
man.
Up there? I'm going to grab that weed eater and fuck you up with it.
Yeah, he got you, dude. He got you. He got your ass. You know Elton doesn't like that. Oh, my God. When you gas up Shubs, that's the funniest thing. Shubs.
All right, LB. I know what we're happy about. That's a draft. Because I've been a Patriots fan since 1943, and I've never had a more fun draft. This was actually a really fun draft. It started off, LB really wanted the weapons. I thought there was no chance they'd take a weapon. Then they go weapons on us. They show Dave Brown that they don't need him. They kick him to the curb. They draft a weapon, N'Keal Harry, who is just going to be beautiful. He's the greatest wide receiver of all time. He's Brandon Marshall's ceiling. He's a great player. I love to see it. I know you love it, too.
I'm, you know, me and you talked, we DM'd about it a little bit, and you actually made a great point where you said, you know, we should all be, I forget the word you used, you said we should all be, maybe it was unify or in unity or whatever the hell you said. It's true. It's like everybody wanted weapons, right? We all kind of said, you know, the wide receivers suck. They draft a wide receiver in the first round. The first time ever in the Belichick era that they've done that. The highest before that was 36th overall, which I believe was Chad Jackson, which was, you know, back in 2003 or whatever the fuck. And, you know, and people find ways to cry about it, complain about it. And it's just so stupid, man. You know, like, I have come on this podcast. I have talked to you about it in chats. I haven't really tweeted about it much, but I'll be the first to admit that Belichick has had issues, probably. Not necessarily issues, but it's not a strong point per se to draft wide receivers for them. I've also put some of that on Brady. I think Brady's a difficult guy to gain a rapport with. You know, because once you lose his trust, that's kind of it for you, and that can be tough on young guys. But they finally take a guy in the first round. People are complaining, and I think it was because they wanted DK or, you know,
oh my God,
AJ. I know you had some fun with that kid, Brad Kelly, there, who I just don't even know what the hell he does.
This is how you lose an argument to me on Twitter all day long, because he was saying how DK Metcalf was better. And he was just like, I don't know, man. What did I say? I was just like, pretty much, DK Metcalf is better at running in a straight line at N'Keal Harry. And what, literally, please just name one thing that he's better at. And he was like, man, just show me the tape. Showing me the tape, and I was like, dude, he's always blanketed. He's got a ton of contested catches, and he doesn't catch the ball. Like, that's what Harry does. Like, Harry's great at, like, plucking those balls, and I think he had 58% catch rate on contested catches, and DK had 63% catch rate on all catches, so not much better than Harry when he's mossing guys, so if that tells you anything. So I was like, okay, he catches 30% of his contested catches. He's not very good. And he's like, yeah, bro, show me the film. And I was like, what? I just gave you the stats. No, show me the film. I was like, okay, here's the stats. Okay, well, I watched DK Metcalf for 300 hours last night, and I'm here to tell you, it's not a problem. I was okay, well, that actually looks worse for you, and that makes you look like you're a complete moron. And you should probably switch to something else, like being a custodian or a lunch lady.
I watched a ton of DK. I watched so much DK Metcalf.
And he's number one.
Yeah, okay, so you spent all those hours watching DK. Did you spend any time watching film on N'Keal Harry, who, by the way, I'm going to mess this name up for a while, because at first I kept thinking it was Keneal, but
we just call him Keel.
Then you,
he goes by,
you know,
Keel.
You get used to saying Keel. Let's just call him Keel. That is actually a good idea. We'll just call him Keel. So Keel Harry, and you know, he's going off, he's bitching about, you know, I'm sorry, where did DK Metcalf go again? Fell pretty substantially, didn't
wait
he?
A minute,
if I don't recall,
I have to say this, LB, I don't know if you heard this, but listen to what this freak weirdo did, okay? Speaking of freak weirdos. So Pete Carroll's in his office. DK Metcalf's agent tells him to take off his shirt for his meeting with Pete Carroll.
What?
Yeah, I guess DK Metcalf walks in and his shirt's off, and then Pete takes his shirt off too. And it's like not even bullshit. They both had their shirts off.
No way.
Yeah.
That can't be a real story.
Yeah, it's real.
What is that? That sounds like something from Casting Couch. That's like a sports talk Joe fucking tweet, dude.
It is, but I didn't buy it. This ain't real. And then I saw the tweet and the person, and I'm pretty sure it's real. I want to say 90% sure it's real.
Take off your shirt, DK. I made the right choice here.
He's going to be he's Matt Slater, basically, with bigger arms. Matt Slater with a steroid problem.
Yeah. He's the juiced up Matthew Slater. He'll probably be a terrible gunner, too. Oh, my God. I just don't understand why people – look, I'm trying to get it. What did people see in DK Metcalf? I just never saw it. I don't watch as much film as other people on College Kids. Okay, I'll be honest. Yeah, I really
LB,
don't.
LB, you don't have to. I promise. If I took you out on the basketball court right now, and we had 10 guys playing, and you watched for 5 minutes, you'd be like, okay, that guy's the best. That guy stinks. That guy can't shoot. Look at his form. He sucks. That guy's slow. It would take you 10 minutes. You figure it out.
Well, it's funny you say that because I immediately thought something. You know how I think the Patriots tweeted there. It was like a highlight play from Keel Harry where he makes like a one-handed grab and it's a great catch. But then you start going through it and there's tons of great plays. And it made me think of how Aaron Dobson, his whole thing was basically that one catch he made in the back. It was a freak catch he made in the back of the end zone. I was thinking, wow, Aaron Dobson's highlight tape was nothing like this, you know, and I know it's just a highlight tape. I'm not that much of a casual to think that's, you know, but you watch more and more plays and you just see that thing from Harry that I never saw from some of these other guys they've drafted. This, I love his vision, the way he breaks tackles. He's built like a brick shit house. All right. He looks like he eats weeds. The guy is, he's jacked. He's big.
So you're talking,
dude.
He's a weed eater? This guy's a fucking weed eater? Holy shit.
He is a weed. I'm telling you, this guy eats his weeds. All right. He is a weed eater.
Hey, man. We've got you got garden clippers. That's DK Metcalf. And then you've got weed eaters. That's N'Keal Harry.
Yeah. Holy shit. Maybe this podcast does suck. Jesus Christ.
Some of that. Good God, God. Okay. Cool inside joke. We'll move on to the next pick because everyone loves N'Keal Harry. We love N'Keal Harry. Tom Brady's going to love N'Keal Harry. And if you don't Tom Brady, guess what? They drafted a quarterback, so you're asking to get out of here tweeting Tom. Mic drop.
Your ass is grass.
Boom.
Your ass is grass. We'll get the eater on you. Who's going to be the grass eater?
That's right. I don't know.
Braxton Berrios.
It's got to be a tall guy. So it's got to be. You know what? Me and Alonzo in this last pod, we got on here and we were calling Juwan Williams Joe Juwan. And you know what? I blame Alonzo's Mexican ass. Because you know how Mexicans they pronounce things like Joe Juwan, like people that speak Spanish. I think that because he introduced me to the pronunciation and I was like, man, Joe Juwan. Like I started capitalizing the J, the second J and everything. And I was like, man, then I saw someone smart say his name, like, Juwan. And I looked at it, and I was like, Alonzo, yo, you're stupid, bro. You're just calling him Joe Juwan? What is wrong with you?
So Juwan makes so much sense. Holy shit.
Joe Juwan. Okay, Alonzo, let's lay off the Spanglish a little bit. So they draft Juwan Williams. He's a big corner. A lot of people think he's going to be a safety. I think he's a good player. You think physical, more physical Eric Rowe. People hate Eric Rowe. I like Eric Rowe. But he's a more physical Eric Rowe. His arm length is about the same. He can press. He actually did a pretty well job against A.J. Brown once they played. A.J. kind of followed him in the end zone once, but he's a good player too. So I like Joe. I like Joe. Almost did again. Man, screw you, Alonzo, if you're listening to this podcast.
Juwan.
I like Juwan. Juwan. Juwan Williams. I like him.
Just did it again.
I know. I would like him better at the next pick, but if they like him a lot, you know, the Patriots have their things with the second round DB thing, which is a nightmare. You know, it's always a nightmare drafting a second round DB if you're a Patriots fan. But I like the pick. I think he's got some potential. I think he's going to be good. Juwan Williams, let's go. I'm all for it. He's a matchup piece. I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Juwan. I like Juwan.
yeah, that's even better.
Juwan. Yeah, Juwan. 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 I'm never going to get his name right now. Juwan, eh? You know, you say it, it's just Juwan. That's a nice sounding name. I like that. I used to like Darrell. Somebody once said they were asking for a name. You know, this one, Darrell was with the Patriots, and they're looking for a name of their kid. They gave me a bunch of options, and one of them was Doran. I always thought that was a nice sounding name. Juwan sounds good. That just sounds like an elite cornerback. You know, some guys just have like elite names. I swear, I've thought of this. Like LeBron, you got to admit, LeBron is like a badass name. You got two capital letters right in the first name. I mean, that's badass. Juwan just sounds good. Juwan Williams, he's what, 6'3"? Closer to 6'4". I like the pick. I I know Brian, our buddy at Sir Brian or whatever. I think there's like an underscore in there. He'll probably be listening to this podcast. He's got a podcast himself, our buddy. We should get him on sometime. I think he hates the pick pretty much. But, I mean, our buddy Sammy, he's really into the draft stuff. He had seen all these projections, and he was buying into the hype that the Patriots would take him at 32. So I have no problem with it. I think if anything, it tells us more about your guy there, Duke Dawson. He's in for a tough battle. I think he might be lucky. He might get the edge if it's close between him and a guy like Crossen, where, you know, maybe Crossen is a very small margin better. You know, Duke might get the call because the Patriots are the least team. They're the last team that you would expect to keep a guy because of draft stock. I really don't think they care. I think they'll cut you. They'll let go of you quick. Dominic Easley was only here 2 years. More of that, I think, was mental stuff with him, but point being, they don't just keep you to your draft talk, but if it's close come camp time, that might be what keep Duke around is the fact that he's a second-round pick, but he's in for a tough battle, man. That secondary is deep. That cornerback position is real deep.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of good players, even Crossen, who I kind of think could transition to free safety as well. They're going to find today, they're going to take an undrafted free agent or two that makes a team or makes another team and is a good end up cut, or they'll find a good player like they do every year, which kind of makes you look at the second round DB pick and you're like, I don't know, these guys just kind of find these players are that good at finding undrafted corners. But
yeah, I get that.
I don't know.
But I get that. You know, I try to be fair and I'll say this. They have blown a lot of second round picks. Rizai Dowling, 33rd overall. The list goes on. Darius Butler, Terrence Wheatley, Will Height. I think one of those guys, one of those two was a third. There's other guys in there. Cyrus Jones, now Duke Dawson, and there's more. But that's just to name a few in the cornerback position. So I do understand why people are skeptical. I'll give them that.
All right, LB, these first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, these first five picks, wow, love them so much. Next pick, Chase Winovich, who's ironically exactly like Nink, but probably faster, quicker, and probably a way better player. And I was really excited for this pick. Actually, I have a buddy who like knows him and texts him and showing me his text, and I thought he was breaking me news that Chase was going to be 32, so I instantly tweeted it. Like, I wasn't trolling or anything because I just thought it was going to be one of those things, and it actually wasn't. They didn't take him. Then they didn't take him the next pick, and then they finally took him, and I was so happy because this guy's got a high motor. He can set the edge. He's going to be good, man. I'm excited for him. He's versatile. He'll be a good player for the Patriots, and of course, everyone loves seeing the Patriots take white players if you're a hater of the Patriots because you're just going to call them racist.
Yeah, look, he might have to switch to wide receiver. Let's be honest here.
Tight end?
White guy,
he
long
plays
hair.
Tight end.
Maybe I tweeted last night that he kind of looks like a cross between Thor and 6'9". I accidentally called him a TE. I meant to type DE, but I said TE, of course. And he looks like a tight end, you know? He's got the long flowing locks. It's almost looks like he's got at different points looks like he might have been coloring it like almost like a pinkish shade. But he looks kind of crazy. He looks like a fucking lunatic, if I'm being honest with you. He kind of reminds me of that giant juice head. I don't know if you've ever seen the program. He's not as jacked as that guy, but he's got the long hair like him. Have you ever seen the program, dude?
The program.
College football movie. I'm telling you right now, it's probably the best sports movie. It might be the best football movie. You should see that. The program. It's awesome. It's got I'll remember all the names after we get off the phone, and I'll be like, oh crap. It's got Halle Berry in it. It's an awesome movie. But I love this draft. They had so many good players that they took, and the fact that you said that then, you know, that you thought there was a possibility this guy could have gone at 32, and they got him. What round? I think they got him pick in
the third round,
70 something. Correct. Third round, yes, I think it was 77 maybe, I don't know, but I love that pick. I even kind of like the quarterback they drafted. The more I read about him, he had a big Senior Bowl week. He was really impressive. They say he's mechanically sound, which sounds, you know, you think mechanics, you think Tom Brady. Tom Brady, to me, is the best mechanically sound quarterback I've ever seen, just the way he moves in the pocket, the way he holds the football and everything. And I just think they had a great draft. I don't know how anybody could necessarily be upset about this draft. It's fun to bust balls about it in the chats. I love messing with people. I think it was really a fun draft. Just to get a wide receiver in the first round was awesome.
Absolutely. And then we can talk about the next pick, and that's Damian Harris, who instantly you kind of wonder if the Patriots are going to trade Sony Michel. I mean, at least I did. I don't know about you guys. But that's what I was wondering.
Sony's gone, man. Sloney Maroney.
He's done, man. Done.
You know, it's an absolute bust. He sucks. He blows. I know you love the bust balls about Sony. It's like your favorite thing to do.
It is, man. It is. But actually, with Harris, you know, the Patriots actually need some young running backs. I like Harris. You could have Harris, Sony, White, and Burkhead. Or, you know, if you carry four, which is what I would do, you would just take one of Burkhead and Bolden. Then I think you kind of want to take Burkhead because he's obviously a better player. Maybe not on special teams, but he still plays special teams. So I think Damian Harris could take some load off Sony, get some touches. He can catch the ball. He's a good player. I like to see it. Our boy Caleb loves those Bama running backs. We hope he's not Trent Richardson, because God only knows. But yeah, I like him. I mean, he's a third round back. I think that's kind of where you got to draft those backs. You know, third round ish.
Dave, well, that's where they found Stephen Ridley, was the third round. They took Ridley and Vereen in the same draft, as a matter of fact. I want to say 2010. And Vereen, we all know, had a nice Super Bowl. Then you had Ridley, who had a couple, you know, he had a really nice year, and he had a couple other pretty good years, but fumbling issues, whatever. But I like Harris. I know I talked about it in the chat, and your Twitter dad, as a matter of fact, he said the exact same thing he said about the Foxborough flu. He feels like he has IR stacks written all over him, not because he's not necessarily ready to play, but because we kind of know Burkhead's already ready to play. We know Bolden's ready to play. Generally feels like running backs don't come in and produce year one. Sony Michel was kind of the exception. As a matter of fact, Lawrence Maroney was pretty good as a rookie too. Him and Corey Dillon kind of split the reps. But you know, we've seen in the past Ridley, Vereen, James White, they almost get like a red shirt freshman year. I feel like Harris is one of those guys. He's got that written on him. It's tough for me, man, because you got to make me really. You know, they're not going to cut a third round pick. You know. They're not cutting James White. You know Sony's here to stay. You know that they already carry a fullback. So that's four backs right there. A lot of teams don't even carry a fullback. So in my opinion, you need to consider James Evelyn like a running back, because fullback isn't a position every team even carries. So that's four guys right there at the back position. Now it comes down to Bolden and, as you said, Burkhead. It gets dicey. I know a lot of people were down on Burkhead late in last year, but that is not an easy cut to make. He's a little bit older now, but that's a tough one, man. Some of these roster battles, Bryson, are going to be top notch, man. I mean, wide receiver is interesting.
Yeah.
Cornerback. This camp is going to be, they're going to be cutting some guys that are going to go on and play a lot of snaps for other teams. They're going to be cutting some borderline starter level players. Maybe not straight up starters, but some guys that are really good, man. This Patriots team has a lot of talent already just from this draft.
Oh, yeah. And speaking about that, we can talk about one of my draft crutches. Yodney Kajuste, however you want to say his name. I say Kajuste. I don't really care. But this is a tackle from West Virginia. I'm going to say he is a tackle. He is not a guard. He is a tackle. He's 6'5", 315 pounds. He's an athlete. He's literally like, if you said, hey, this is college Marcus Cannon, and then I showed you, you'd probably think it was Marcus Cannon, but he's probably a little bit faster. He can pass block. He's really just a kind of a complete player. He just kind of got to work on a little bit of things, but I like him a lot. I like him a whole lot. I think he's got a big chance, you know, if Cannon goes down, to just take the reins and never look back, him and Wynn both. And it'll be so fun to have him and Wynn, young guys on the edge, and then Harry on the outside. Like, this team's going to be really fun to root for, man. Like, there's a lot of new players.
I like this kid because I know for a fact that, first off, I've always tried to give you credit when you're right for things. I have a pretty good memory when it comes for me thinking, oh, wow, you know, he called that. You called it on Harris. So now I've kind of developed a little thing for Maurice Harris, the wide receiver. You called it on this draft. You had said about how this was, the wide receiver thing was getting overblown a little bit, and a lot of them would fall, and they did. I mean, at one point, people were saying there would be 10 wide receivers in the first round, and that didn't happen. And now you've been loving this kid for a while. I've seen your tweets about him. And the more I've seen from this kid, I love nasty linemen. I love when they play with an edge. It's one of my favorite. I don't know why. I think it's because, I was always like my brother's biggest fan, and we played all together. And I loved the way he would play chippy and nasty. Some coaches don't like that from their linemen. They want them to. It sounds crazy to think of football players as laid back, but some line coaches will tell you, you don't want to play crazy on the line. You want to be. He plays with an edge, which I love, which is one thing I loved about Logan Mankins. I love chippy linemen. I think that you found a few videos already of this kid fighting on the field. Just like.
Yeah, man.
Like you said, it's not the team to root for.
He fights all the time. This guy's a fighter. And like, if you haven't seen the video, look it up, and just look up his last name and my name at Bryson NFL and find it. Go to scroll through my Twitter media, and it's so funny because he starts it with the guy, hits him with the jab on the helmet. The guy is like, the guy shoves him off with the hand, and he ducks back like a boxer, ducks his punch, and squares up. And he does this all the time.
You look good doing it.
Yeah, it's like, okay, this guy can protect me and Tom Brady. I like this guy. You have Wynn, who got caught playing the air guitar on the sideline. So you have the extreme technician, the extreme technician Isaiah Wynn, who's just perfect at everything. And he's actually a little nasty too, but I don't think he really shows it. Unlike Kajaste, who's just a complete athletic freak, strong as shit, and will fight the shit out of you if you get in his face.
I have a thing, too, for linemen who are in shape. I love that. It's a wave that in the 90s and even early 2000s, there was more of a thing where the linemen weren't in shape. Almost, I know you love Trent Brown, but, he wasn't – even he was kind of out of shape looking.
A little bit.
I love the guys like, the Vollmers of the world who – great shape. Matt Light wasn't an overweight guy. I love this kid. He looks like so solid. Isaiah Wynn, same thing, solid-looking guy. The Patriots do not really have those – I hate to call them fat because I know they're not fat. You know what I mean? These are large men with big shoulders, and, they're not sloppy guys. I don't know. I look at fat a little bit different. I'm a little bit overweight myself, but I don't view myself as like a big, fat guy. You know what I'm saying? So I just look at them and I think, boy, some of these linemen are solid, and he is a solid-looking dude. And then you see him ready to throw hands. And this guy would kick your ass. He's a big guy, but he's quick. He looks like he's ready to take on fucking Ivan Drago, man. He just, the way he like dropped back and he was ready to throw hands, that was pretty good. He looked so good doing it, didn't he?
Yeah. You know that guy at the bar you always go with who's just like, he's itching. Once he gets like three or four beers in him, he's just itching to look for a fight. And as soon as he gets that guy to mess with him a little bit, boom, in a fight. That's Kajaste.
Kajaste. That name's going to be – I'm actually good with names. Like, I immediately picked up on Jawan and how it's not a capital J. Because my last name has two capital letters. Like, I even said about LeBron how – and I love to talk shit about LeBron for the record. But it's something I always notice. And his name, man, is just – it's a baffling-ass name. Say that name again, please. First and last.
I don't know if I'm saying it right, but Yadni Kajaste. Maybe it's
Yadni.
Maybe it's Kajuste, but I say Kajaste because I don't care.
Kajaste sounds better. I mean, Kajuste sounds kind of cool, I guess, too. We call him Juice.
Yeah, Kajuste, typical cheater.
Hey, that's why I wanted Will Greer, man, his teammate there. I was all about it. Fake roids, man. Hey, anything for an edge, brother.
Yeah, I hear it. People were mad that we passed on Will Greer. But I was happy especially with these top five picks. And then we came into today. First pick, kind of thought a Nate might be a wide receiver. And then they take an interior offensive lineman. A guy from Denmark, from, I think, Arkansas. And we're not going to pronounce his name right. Is it Hjalte Froholt? Is it Frank? How do you say it? How do you say this last name? Does anyone know?
I don't know.
All right, it's just that there's a guy in the fourth round they drafted, interior and offensive lineman, who's a pretty decent player.
From Denmark, you say, right?
Denmark.
Denmark. They've had some success with and Vollmer was actually German. He could speak fluent German. He obviously played at Houston, but you can never, when you have Dante Scarnecchia, I don't know about you, I never get upset when they draft linemen. It doesn't bother me at all.
Oh, me neither. No, it's just like investing like millions of dollars into a bank with tons of interest because you have Scarnecchia there. Absolutely.
I don't even think we've hit on the punter there yet, right? I'll let you get to it. I think you're kind of going through the list, but
yeah,
I feel like they really nailed some of these picks, man.
Oh yes, we talked about Stidham. That's the next pick we talking about a little bit. I like him a whole lot. I think he meets 6 of the 8 Parcells requirements for quarterbacks. I know he like to see him have 30 starts and 23 wins, and I think he's pretty close to 23 wins, and he definitely has 30 starts. I'm pretty sure, but yeah, I think this kid was kind of a victim of circumstance. He played for Auburn, not the most explosive offense, not a whole lot of great guys coming from Auburn. He was at Baylor. A lot of people thought his throwing motion was just excellent. I know Cliff Kingsbury thought that as well, just thought his throwing mechanics were excellent. A lot of people nitpicking at his accuracy, but I think he's going to be a good player. He doesn't have any – when he makes the throws, he has got a decent enough arm. He can make all the throws. I think he'll be all right.
You look at the stats, and his stats are very reminiscent of Tom Brady's stats in college. Of course, Brady, was getting effed, in my opinion, a little bit by Lloyd Carr. And, I don't know how he can even – part of him must still be a little salty at Michigan. Now they hype him up like he's their greatest thing. We had Tom Brady. Okay, well, you guys, did everything you could to not let Tom Brady play, but whatever. Story for another day. Similar college stats. I love the things about mechanics. That's the type of stuff that people just – some guys just – it comes naturally for him, and it seems like he's a natural thrower of the football. We'll see if he's got that arm talent. We'll see if he can make all the throws like a big boy, like Joe Flacco can. Hopefully he's as good as Joe Flacco and can make all the throws.
Yes.
Because we all know that's all that matters in the NFL is making all the throws.
Yes.
You have to be able to throw it 80 yards on the run, tight spiral. That's the only way to play QB in the NFL. And if you can't do that, you're a system quarterback and you suck.
You know what I'm going to love, LB? I swear. We haven't talked about this on the podcast, but Tom Brady's going to go to Barcelona or whatever the hell he's going to go for the practices that aren't mandatory. He's going to get out of here. He's going to go to do something with Giselle. And you know who's going to be there? It's going to be Jared Stidham. He's going to be there with Nicole Harry, Julian Edelman, all these guys. Basically the entire offense, aside from probably Josh Gordon, Demaryius Thomas, those guys. And he's going to be tearing it up. And Tom Brady's going to have to hear about it for a month. I like that.
Actually, now that you just mentioned that, that's an interesting. Gordon will be able to practice, correct? I know it gets.
I don't think
because,
so.
Well, no, actually, he can't because we talked about it a little bit in a chat once. And I tried explaining it. He needs to be reinstated. He can be suspended for a year, but if he's reinstated, he can participate in training camp. Does that include organized team activities or no?
I'm not. I don't know.
I know I went a little bit off base, a little bit off topic, but you said that, and it kind of piqued my interest. Demaryius Thomas is different, some injury, but...
I don't think Gordon's going to be able to practice, because he couldn't show up to games either, remember?
Yeah, but if he gets training camp's where it gets different, because let's say he's suspended to start the year first 4 games, he's allowed at training camp. Like, if of course, Brady was – which is so ridiculous to even think now. I just thinking about it sometimes when people say, oh, well, Brady got suspended. Just think about this right now. Tom Brady once had to go to training camp, and he had to actually go home and not talk to teammates for 4 weeks. I mean, I think about that in terms now of guys like Tyreek Hill and shit. You think – so those guys got – oh, yeah, Tom Brady got suspended 4 games once. So we went through this before with Brady, where Brady was in camp and Brady wanted to play in preseason games. The friction between Bill and Brady, of course, can't forget. It's just, man, I don't know. That's something we should. You want to talk about Tyreek Hill real quick? I know you love to hit on these Chiefs players.
Yeah, me and Alonzo talked about this a little bit. Yeah, I'm sick of Tyreek Hill. We all said he was a bad guy. And I just you just get a bad feeling from the guy the entire time. You know, this guy whined and cried and had a Patriots fan charged. You know, Alonzo disagrees, but dude's getting – if you're getting charged, if you're going to charge someone for throwing a beer on someone, come on, man. You can't do that. I don't care who it is. I don't care. Like, if like David Andrews got a coffee or hot chocolate thrown on him at the Steelers game a couple years ago, no one was charged. Like if Gronk gets a beer thrown on him, like that, yeah, that sucks, and the fans shouldn't do it, but, like, are you really going to charge the guy? That's awful. That's awful for this fan that throws beer on Tyreek Hill. Yeah, it's stupid, but now it's hilarious. The Tyreek Hill's running into the stands. At the time, I thought it was hilarious. Flipped Tyreek Hill off and threw a beer on him, and, yeah, it turns out Tyreek Hill's, the biggest scumbag of all time, making his baby mama afraid of him, hitting this kid for sure. The kid's afraid of him.
We've been telling people that shit now for a long time. Tyreek Hill's a bad guy. I remember when people, when that happened, I said, fuck him, he's a wife beater, whatever. And people were tagging me saying, oh yeah, well, whatever, they got married, you know, she forgave him, why can't you? And I said, look, this shit happens again, he'll do it again. I need to dig up those old tweets. Tyreek Hill, you said it perfectly. He always gave off a bad vibe. Like, I whatever it was you just said, it sounded perfect. He just always gave off this weird thing where he never, you know, him runs the end zone to peace, giving the peace sign. It's kind of was... He always gave off a weird vibe to me where I never was really feeling the guy. Unbelievable to watch. So fast. Incredible. Incredible talent. But goddamn, fuck that guy. We'll get back to the draft. I just wanted to, before we part ways, I just needed to say Tyreek Hill is a fucking piece of shit. I'm sorry. I want to swear less. Sorry to, you know, everybody about it. But, dude, Tyreek Hill, my God, all the people that have defended him and how stupid they look now defending him. Oh, what a loser that guy is.
Yeah,
like,
oh,
you said,
God,
man, he had the guy charged. And his agent coming out saying, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to – I'm pretty sure the fan is banned. He got banned for life.
Banned
the
for
Celtics
life,
guy was – yeah, the Celtics guy was dropping M-bombs at – what was it? DeMarcus Cousins. He called him the N-word, or maybe it was Draymond. He got 2 years or something. This guy got banned for life. He got charged. It's like, are you kidding me? Meanwhile, Tyreek Hill's out here assaulting kids and pregnant women, and he's still yet to pay for his crime. Yeah, you know, just unbelievable. Tyreek Hill, bad guy. I'm so sick of the guy.
And, you know, and the thing about this is, it's not just like the cops at Gillette would be like, yeah, man, we got to charge that guy. It's because Tyreek Hill and his agent were pressing the charges. They wanted this guy to be charged. Like, that, he's a terrible guy. Like, I don't think any police officer there would just be like, yeah, we got to charge this guy. No, Tyreek Hill was like, yeah, fuck that guy, charge him, he's an asshole. No, fuck you. Like, this they reopened the investigation, we just heard, and I'm so happy about
good
it. These are like, if you get caught hitting your kid like this, like, that's a felon. Like, these are felony charges. He should never play in the. And the other thing that we didn't talk about because we didn't see it yet. So it came out and that they're reopening the investigation. And Chiefs fans are like, oh, I don't want to cut him yet. I want to wait because, you know, some other team's going to claim him. Are you kidding me? You just cut him like the Patriots did with Hernandez. It doesn't matter. You just cut him. Doesn't matter if you think he has, you know, maybe Hernandez could have had a good defense, but the Patriots didn't care. And you just cut him. Doesn't matter. You cut him. Just instantly cut him. Who cares? Don't let him. He's not getting the payday from you. Let some stupid bum team pick him up. And guess what? They're going to get roasted too.
Exactly. And you can now you can watch other fan bases defend him. And you can take the high road and say, you know what? We said F that guy. The Chiefs said we were done with it. You know, we gave this guy a chance. The second that this all came up, the Chiefs should have been all over it. They were never going to suspend him. I find this whole thing ridiculous. It never should have come up in the first place with this guy, because this guy should be living he should be doing everything so squeaky clean. And the funniest thing too is about the Bears is that, let's not forget, the Chargers beat them in their building in Kansas City, 29-28. And Chargers players got hit with beer. Some Kansas City fans
all
are doing the same
the
exact
place.
Shit.
all over.
Yeah, and they took those fans killed us for it, by the way. We've developed like there's a rivalry right now between Chiefs fans and Patriots fans. It's very real. I don't think that there's much like for each other. Tyreek Hill, get this guy out of the league. He's not a good guy. He's a bad person. And I'm getting the feeling right now, Bryson, and if I'm wrong, I'll say I was wrong. I'm getting the feeling that the Chiefs aren't going to cut him. That's just my gut feeling right now, man.
Oh, yeah, it's disgusting. I have no idea if they're going to cut him. They suspended him from all team activities, but that's just like, who the fuck cares about that? But the moment you hear the audio and that the, man, you gotta cut ties. I know it sucks to see Kareem Hunt playing Philadelphia or whatever the hell he's going to play, but it's much better because you just get rid of the story. And like, no one, remember how many Kareem Hunt jokes there were until Kareem Hunt got cut? Like that's what it's going to be like. Your PR is going to be horrible until you just get rid of the guy. And then you're squeaky clean of him. Boom. Goodbye. You admit mistakes. See you later. Goodbye, Tyreek Hill. Let someone else pick him up. Who cares? Because every day, people like me and you and other people around the NFL are going to make Tyreek Hill jokes every damn day. And we're going to make fun of the Chiefs every day. Because guess what? They've been picking up these scumbags for years now.
Well, look at Reuben Foster. Do people really clown on the 49ers for Reuben Foster? Do they talk shit about the Redskins for picking his ass up?
Exactly.
You know what I mean here?
The 49ers didn't care. They just dropped him. They just dropped him.
I think it had happened once, and, you know, she apparently told investigators she made it up. And look, if you're the team and you're in that situation, because there is a certain part of life where sometimes you do get screwed over by people. That is real. And, you know, she told people that she made it up. So, okay, the 49ers said, okay, man. She said it was all bull crap. Now let's move forward. And then it happened again, and they just cut him. They said, all right, F this. You know, we took your word for it the first time. The girlfriend said she made it. We gave you a second chance. Tyreek's already on a second chance, and he already pissed that away. So I hate the whole thing, man. And the fans that are now, like you said, saying, oh, well, you know, we don't want to see him go somewhere else. Who gives a shit? Do you think he's going anywhere good? Do you think the Steelers are going to sign him? Do you think the Patriots are going to sign him? The only team that's going to sign Tyreek Hill is going to be some dumbass poverty franchise. Maybe the Cowboys, I guess, but even they're probably past all. I can't even picture a team signing him, first off. So if you're worried about that, then you're just an idiot. I mean, somebody did pick up Foster, so I don't know, but I mean, who would even sign this guy? You know he's not going to, say, the Patriots or something. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's going to a contender and people think, oh, well, maybe because, you know, Hunt wound up with the Browns. It's okay. He's still going to sit out 8 games. And I'm sorry, I'm not even buying into all the Browns hype just yet. I want to see them actually win some real big football games before I'm crowning them the division winner over there. So Chiefs fans are talking like Kareem Hunt's already burning them with the Browns. First off, he's going to sit out half the year. So who knows if he'll ever even be the same player again? You know, he might come back and not be the same guy. Who knows? Just ridiculous. The NFL really can't get out of its way with this shit.
Oh, yes. We love to see it. We love to see it. I love it. All the Tyreek Hill slander. I think we got 2 picks left. The Patriots, they're actually picking right now, I think, for 252. But likely it's, you know, it's some long snapper from Navy, special teams captain. So they actually take a guy who's number 1 on ESPN out of high school, number 3 on 24/7. And that's Byron Cowart, defensive tackle, who didn't really do much at all throughout his college career, kind of showed flashes. I don't think we really need to talk about him. You know, I guess he's a talented guy. He's a number 1, number 3 recruit, but nothing much there. But the thing that pisses the Patriots fans off the most was trading up for a righty punter. I've never seen so many people so mad over drafting a punter, which is actually very necessary because Ryan Allen's on last year of his deal, and his deal makes it to where you could actually just cut him. Whoever's better, just cut either one of them. It doesn't matter. So whoever's a better punter this offseason will be the punter of the Patriots, clearly. It'll be hilarious. The Patriots fans, they wanted weapons. They got weapons in the first round, and that wasn't good enough. Now they want more weapons. Now they're crying about it. But now we have a punter. We got a punter, and punters flip the field, guys. Go back and watch the AFC Championship game against the Jaguars. Ryan Allen absolutely changed the game when he couldn't do anything on offense. Ryan Allen was flipping the field. So I don't feel bad for this. It's the fifth round. I don't care. Draft a punter, whatever.
at this point, if you're getting mad about players that your team is picking, then you just relax. You know, like, I'll never forget this, Bryson. This is the honest to God truth. It's something that when I talk to my mother, she remembers to this very day. She remembers this. We all do. We remember it. Patriots had just signed Drew Bledsoe to that. At the time, it was the biggest contract in NFL history. And I was really, really into the draft as a kid. We've talked about it a little bit in the past. And I told you about how, like, the Tim Couch year, and I always had a thing for Tim Couch where, like, he was, you know, whatever. And I was really into the draft back then. So the 2000 draft, I used to sit there. I'd camp out in front of my television set. No joke. I'd get blankets, pillows. I'd camp out in front of the TV in the living room every single year. And I remember that my dad was upstairs watching the draft, and the Patriots drafted Tom Brady. And this, I remember it like it was just yesterday, man. I up the stairs. I say, hey, Dad, do you see they drafted a quarterback? And I say, you know, why did they draft a quarterback? They don't need a quarterback. That's stupid. They have like three. And I remember my dad was saying, oh, it's, you know, it's whatever, you know, who cares, you know. My mom even remembers it. It's just a funny story that they remember me saying, why did they draft a quarterback? That's stupid. And it's just, look back, like, I remember that like it was just yesterday. It was Tom bleeping Brady. Man, I was a little kid too then. That's depressing just thinking about that. I was like, holy Christ. But just thinking, it was Tom Brady. I remember like it was yesterday, pick number 199. I said, why would they draft a quarterback? They just paid Bledsoe that money. It's like, who cares? It's a sixth round. You know, you might find Tom Brady. You might find a nobody. But really, realistically, there's nothing to get mad about. It's just, it's late round picks. Sometimes you get Julian Edelman, you get Tom Brady. Sometimes it's nothing. It's not, I mean, if people get concerned about fifth or sixth round picks, then you just, you know, relax. Take, you know, just calm down.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know Patriots fans are mad that they didn't get a tight end, but maybe they can trade for Rudolph and one of next year's drafts. But personally, I mean, with the wide receivers they've got coming back, you never know what deals they're going to make at the deadline in October, November. But we're going to see. But the thing that I want Patriots fans to know is you're going to love this, LB. The list of the day three picks from recent years: Bentley, Flowers, Mason, White, Ebner, Cannon, Edelman, Slater, Gost, Asante Samuel, Tom Brady. See, they're going to end up drafting probably an All-Pro from these picks today. Love to see it.
No, you're absolutely right. That's the takeaway, really, is yes, there might be guys in there that you've never heard of, but the fact that you can find guys that good in those rounds is just, it's amazing that they find these guys in these late rounds. And just the list you just went through is just, it's so impressive. I mean, sometimes it's nobody, sometimes it's the next guy who's going to win you a Super Bowl, and it's incredible. I was trying to think of, man, you just said a name. I was going to comment that I forget now, but back to what you said, man, it really is. It's impressive that they can find these guys. These day three picks have just been incredible, honestly.
Yeah. And how about if you're complaining, maybe just sit there and think to yourself, wow, look in the mirror, say, okay, is fill in the blank good? And am I smart, or is so-and-so fill in the blank bad and I am stupid and the Patriots are not? Just think about it that way for like a couple seconds, because you're going to look back in a couple years and be like, man, you remember when we all freaked out because the Patriots drafted their new starting punter who literally punts 84 yards? You remember that? Remember how mad we were because they didn't draft this wide receiver that lasted three games in the NFL and now he's selling ice cream on the corner?
It's such a great point, man. Like I just said, I didn't understand why they drafted Tom Brady. I didn't get it. I mean, that's all you need to know about these draft picks at this point in the draft.
Oh man, I had, you know what, LB, I had a great weekend of picks. I was excited, stayed up, watched almost all of them. I was really happy. Glad to see some teams blow it. Glad to see the Patriots just destroy it because they needed it. The Patriots in the last couple years, the last year's draft was good, but the couple years before that, you know, they got really nothing from the Antonio Garcia draft the year before, so they really needed all of these picks. You know, I didn't think they'd use all of the picks, and they used, like, I think 10, 9 or 10, so they used a whole lot of picks. So probably 6, 7 guys to make the team from this, and it's just an entire – you know, there'll be an influx of young guys on the team. They'll be fun to root for. I had fun. It'll be fun to root for. Just think of all the memes we're going to have with Kujasta and Wynn. All, like, every day. Like, every single day of the season, I'm going to say, I want to be, my goal is to be cringe Celtics Twitter, but with Patriots offensive linemen.
Bryson, I don't know how many, I'm going to be honest, you might be the only person with Kujesté and Wynn memes, so you're going to have enough of them to keep the rest of us covered. We're not even going to have to worry about the Isaiah Wynn memes or the Kujesté with the Kujesté memes. I think you're going to, you got that whole section covered. We thank you for it. You're already doing the heavy lifting for Kill Harry too. I saw your tweet. He is to be protected. I think it was yesterday. I think you said he is to be protected. He's a beautiful man, and we will not allow slander of this man at any cost. And you immediately get into it with some kid with 11,000 followers and just kill his ass. He must have been thinking, who is this guy? Why are all these people just tweeting me right now, calling me an idiot, you know? We have, like, this little army.
Oh, there absolutely is. I don't think people understand when they – do you think people sit there and think, man, I'm not coming at those guys. I've seen what they do to people. They just literally influx their mentions and ruin their entire days. I've seen times where I've seen a tweet and it's, like, maybe one to two replies with, like, you're stupid or something, and then I quote tweet it. And then there's, like, 30 replies, and everyone's just like, no, screw you. Like, F you and all this. It's just like,
let's do it.
Patriots, they will. And our boy, we need to talk about our boy Dave. I need to read this photo out loud to everyone. So this guy, there's this guy on Twitter, guys, and I don't know if Dave listens or not, but I love Dave. So no Dave slander at all whatsoever. So Dave frequently, like I just said, I'll quote tweet people, or, you know, LB, he does it to LB too, of course. And he'll take both of us and he'll, like, finish our argument for us. So, like, we'll, like, just get done eviscerating someone. And 8 hours later, you get Dave in your mentions telling the other guy that he's an effing moron and all sorts of stuff. And it's just a nice, it's a nice cleanup to the end of the argument. And you're just like, that's the kind of people you get in these mentions. And you can get, like, hundreds of Daves in there. But, like, so Dave starts going off. And I'm not going to lie, Dave starts putting together a tweet after tweet after tweet, and I'm loving it, and I'm laughing out loud, actually. And at one point, I said, Dave, all I said was Dave owning. Which, like, it's funny to LB and I, but probably not everyone else. And this guy said, you guys really need to get laid more often. Okay, guys, listen to what Dave said. Dave said, yeah, why do you think I was late to this party, guy? I lost it, man. Oh, I absolutely lost it. I absolutely lost it, dude. I'm telling you, this guy,
Dave will hit you with three replies to one. It's horrible grammar, fucking animal words, where it turns into a little link with, like, the blue. Do you know what I'm talking about? He has periods in all the wrong spots. The grammar's horrible. He's calling you a fucking idiot, telling you that you have sex with chickens. Like, just crazy shit. He's just saying, and I'm amazed that he hasn't gotten suspended. There's plenty more. I'm sure that you have a lot more than he said today, even. And this guy just says shit to people where it's like he's usually in that box below where you have to – it says tweet, you know, more tweets. He's usually in that section because it's like a lot of swears. And
I think he deleted a bunch of tweets today from our little argument. But at one point he was like – at one point I can't remember if he – I can't remember if he responded again or how did he respond, but he was essentially telling the guy, like, I don't know why you're still responding because Bryson and the rest of the guys knocked you the fuck out like 8 hours ago. He was like, I don't get that. Wait. It went like this. It was like, the guy was calling out Dave. He was like, yeah, your grammar sucks. And he's like, yeah, my grammar sucks and I'm all over the place, but you're still here and you got knocked the fuck out like 8 hours ago. So shut the fuck up.
I get a kick out of Dave because it's just, he doesn't care. Like, you can say, dude, your grammar sucks. And he's just like, I don't give a fuck, you moron. You think I care about that, you stupid idiot? And it's just like, holy shit, this guy must sit there so fucking, like, is he sitting there pissed off? Do you think he's legitimately mad? Like, he defends us like we're his family. He does it for you a lot. I know he does it.
We added him to the chat today, and we said, Dave, you're the man, you own, or whatever. And he was like, thanks, I just agree with you guys a lot. It was like, he said so many things. Yeah, thanks, I just agree with you guys a lot.
Oh, don't forget that then all of a sudden he says, yeah, sorry I couldn't say more, I gotta get back to work. What? You're at work? Did you pick up on that? How subtly was he like, yeah, sorry, man, I gotta go, though. I'm at work right now. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, like,
you just, and he's...
Okay, it would be like, sometimes you get friendly fire from him. Like, sometimes you'll get Dave friendly fire. Like, I remember I'll tweet someone, and he'll not tweet them, and he'll tweet, like, just, like, he'll try to go at the other person, but he goes after me. And one time I was like, I think you meant for the wrong person, Dave. And he's like, oh yeah, sorry, my bad. So this is an example of that. So someone was copy pasting this tweet about not wanting to release Tyreek Hill, and one of our buddies, Chris Taylor, he's gonna listen to the pod, I'm sure. And he just copy pasted, you know, mocking the other guy. If anyone doesn't have Twitter, we'll take a tweet that someone makes that's really fucking stupid, and we'll copy paste them, just mock them. So Dave doesn't understand this, and he sees Chris Taylor's tweet, and it says, "I'm afraid if we start judging every player for not being perfect, we will not be very productive," and blah 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 about Tyreek Hill. And so Dave is like, Dave sees his tweet, and I can just imagine what he looks like right now. His name's at DaveTank68, so just put that image in your head. He says, don't think Hill has to be perfect. All he had to do is keep his fucking hands and fucking feet to himself. He strangled a woman and broke his son's arm. Are you brain dead, or you just need your pathetic team to win football game, clowns?
Are you brain dead? He's right. All you have to do is keep his fucking hands to himself. It's like, great point, Dave. You're 100% right. That's all he had to do. I mean, he's not wrong. That's so simple yet elegant. All you have to do is keep his fucking hands to himself.
I'm going to turn his notifications on.
Oh, my God. Like I said, he's the dude that replies four times fucking in a row to one tweet, and he's got periods and commas and shit in there, and it's just, you can't really even read most of it, but you can pick out the big parts that just him talking shit.
Bro,
I wish I could see what he looks like, man.
I've never laughed at it before. Like, I just always see it, and I'm like, man, Dave's going off again. He must be pretty pissed. I don't know why I think it's so funny. But...
Wow, Dave's fucking crazy.
Every time you quote to me something...
He's calling people a fucking idiot moron.
Every time you quote tweet someone, he's literally there 6 hours later, like, oh, you fucking idiot, just going off. And you're like, well, there's Dave. You know, that's pretty normal of Dave to just go off 6 hours later, but now it's hilarious. Oh, my God. Guys, go follow at DaveTank68. Just go follow him.
Yeah, he does deserve more followers. I think he only has, like 200 followers, but goddamn is that guy loyal, man. He's as loyal as they come. You fucking moron. Oh, yeah, did you? He's keep his fucking hands. Hey, Dave, that's a great point, man, but I think you were talking to the other guy. I think you're adding the wrong guy. Whoops. Great take. Love that take.
There's two
next people. Time, tweet the right guy, please.
There's two people in this world, LB. It's you when you're trying to be all business on Twitter, and you're not trying to tell someone they're a freak, idiot, loser. You're like, you know, I'm not feeling it, and you just quote tweet them and said, that's dumb. That's you. And then there's the other part of you, the completely end of the spectrum, where Dave's like, are you brain dead, you fucking idiot? Oh, my God.
I can't get away with saying, dude, I once got banned 7 days because some guy called me a fat fucking, he said I was a fat freak loser virgin who can't see his dick. And I said, yeah, okay, dude, you freak loser. And I got banned 7 days. The guy said I can't see my dick. I was like, how did I get suspended for this shit? Meanwhile, DaveTank88 is just DaveTank68.
He doesn't care. Says, he just rolls the.
I think it helps.
Blows it up. I'm telling you, I can't, for those of you that don't know Dave, I just have to set the stage. It's expected that if you quote tweet someone, like eviscerating them, he's just going to come in. And I just never thought about it before because it was just like, you get a notification. It's like notification from Dave, absolutely roasting someone. You know, you might like it every once in a while, but you just know it's coming. It's not really that funny. But today was the day where I was like, man, you know what? This Dave guy, he really goes above and beyond. He just gets on there and he just fucking obliterates people. He just God's work, man. Cause I can't say that kind of stuff. Cause I'll get suspended and so will you. So, but man, this guy,
and then he's just, I better get back to work. I'll talk to you guys later. I gotta get back to my 9 to 5. All right, thanks for popping in, Dave.
What were you just doing, Dave? Oh, not much, man. Just talking to some fucking idiot on the internet. Didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
Just had to roast somebody. No wonder why this guy's grammar sucks so bad. He's probably at some, like, really fucking important job. Like,
oh, wait,
he's supposed to be on his phone.
LB, I found it. I said, okay, this is, I'm going to read the tweet. Okay, essentially this guy called our boy Kajasty a left guard, and Dave said,
"How dare he?"
No, he said, "Our boy Brian said, who are you talking to? No one's talking to you." And he said, this other guy said, "Well, who's talking to you?" And Dave said, "Who was talking to you before this thread started? No one, fucking nobody. Now go away."
Holy shit.
That's not it. Then,
who was talking to you before this thread started?
Okay, then he said, holy, this, the guy that responded said, "Holy trigger, go get your, go milk your cow." And he said, "You actually asked the other guy who he was talking to, like you were shocked or something. This is fucking Twitter, you fool. It's open season."
First he says, "Nobody fucking me, you fucking moron." And then the next tweet he says, "This is Twitter. It's open season."
Yeah, and it said, "You feed your cows yet or what, man? Cut to the chase." And Dave says, "This is the killer. This is what knocked me out. I'm going to retweet it right now." And says, "I know I'm a bad Twitter. I know I'm a bad Twitter. My spelling is always fucked. I put stuff in wrong place, but man, you're even worse. You got knocked the fuck out a while ago. You just keep coming back. You're like a punch drunk Twitter fool." Man.
Oh my God.
This Dave guy.
Dave Tank 68.
I didn't think we'd do 30 minutes on Dave, but it's absolutely necessary because I promise I was crying. I was just absolutely crying my ass off. It's like 7 a.m. and I don't know why I'm up, but me and Dave Tank 68 are up and he's just absolutely going hard in the pain, dude. Absolutely.
I'm sorry. That was my fault. I retweeted you. And apparently that brought this guy into your mentions. And I see you guys fighting. All of a sudden, Dave comes and I started sharing his tweets in the thread and the chat. And we're like, dude, this guy is just going off. You know what? He was kind of calm today compared to other days. I guess it was just funny. I love that, though. Who the fuck are you talking to? Nobody's talking to you, moron. And then in the next tweet, he says, "Listen, pal, this is Twitter. Anything you say, it's open season." It's like, oh my God, Dave 68. We love Dave 68, man. He left both the chats we added to him, unfortunately, man.
He probably likes us, but he got so mad at how stupid we were. And he's like, man, these fucking guys, I'd absolutely go at these guys right now because I'm Dave Tank 68. But man, I kind of like these guys, so I'm going to get out of here before they get any crossfire.
He was probably thinking, why have I been spending my past 3 years defending these fucking idiots every day while I'm at work? I've got, you know, he's probably gotten written up like 7 times just for defending Ben Gronkandez and Bryson NFL from, I see this guy in the craziest places. I remember there used to be Packers fans that talk shit about Brady and he would just go so hard at him, dude.
And you can't, you just can't troll him back because he just doesn't care. Like, you're fucking, like, he'll just go straight to the worst thing to ever say. And it's awesome.
You can tell him his grammar sucks and he just hits you with four tweets to one and it's just, oh my God. I'm telling, dude, the army that now exists of, somebody recently tweeted me and said, it wasn't even a big deal, bro. It was something small. I think he said something like some guy was better than another guy. And it wasn't a big deal at all. And then about 14 Patriots fans started tweeting him. And by the end of it, he said, well, I'm not going to lie. I was not expecting to get, like, barraged like this by all these Patriots fans. And, you know, we ended up following each other at the end of it because he actually thought it was funny. He's like, respect. I was not expecting that. I have no idea what just happened. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
I've seen other people say it before, too, like, Patriots fans are
a different breed.
They are, man. That's what we were talking about. That's what we were trying to explain to people that don't really know, or maybe they haven't seen it or caught on yet. Like, there's this little army, and it's like this little pack of Patriots Twitter, and they go hard in the paint for us, bro. So if you ever tweet us on some sideways stuff, you will literally get ratioed so fast. It's like you would think that we run all of these counts and we have like 100 bots, and it's just every time they don't care. They just don't care.
And I'm going to go through and I'm going to like every single fucking reply that goes against you, because I want to see, like, I love when you see somebody tweet something stupid and then there's 46 replies and this guy has no likes, and then, like, there's replies to him with 43 likes and this guy just makes me thinking, holy Christ, what did I do?
Like, you
the guy that we got so bad.
Oh, man, I got one for you, LB. I got one for you. People might remember this, but one time at Patriots Inform, and this is how it started, he tweeted a joke, and we used to be cool and everything, but he started being kind of lame, so I started making fun of him a little bit, but, like, I was just poking at him, kind of, so he made this tweet about this joke, and then he said, ha ha, I cracked myself up, so I sent the, oh, brother, this guy stinks, and he got so mad about that. And then I copy-pasted him, and then I actually copied one of his tweets that was lame as shit, and I stole it and just tweeted it. Like, it was the lamest tweet ever. Like, the lamest tweet ever. Like, you would never catch me dead tweeting like this. And he literally got upset, thought I was stealing his tweet, thought I was stealing content from him, and blocked me, and tweeted right after, man, I hate Twitter sometimes. Like I actually made someone that mad on Twitter. Like, man, fuck Twitter. Man, that guy just copy-pasted me. Because, of course, like, 20 Pats fans just copy-pasted him randomly.
He's saying, man, I hate Twitter sometimes. And then he's getting people in his mentions. Well, then don't be a fucking retard. Don't be an idiot then. Try not to be so stupid next time. I think what it was he had that, he said, Trent Brown's spirit animal. It was this giant cow. It was a giant cow out in, like, fucking Asia or something, some crazy country.
He's making fun of Trent Brown.
I don't even know if he thought he was I don't know what he thought he was doing. He's like, hey, Trent Brown's spirit animal. And then he replied to himself saying, oh, man, I really crack myself up sometimes. Somebody was like, hey, man, I don't know if you know this, but you kind of look like Seth Rogen. And it was just so stupid. And then it was at that moment, I was like, wow, this guy sucks and his followers are stupid. Like, Adam Bogdan. I think that's his name, right? Bogdan?
Yeah.
He really blocked you over all that, huh?
Yeah, he was like, man, this guy, this Bryson NFL guy, just a jerk, which I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I am. I kind of am a jerk. We kind of are kind of mean to people, but it's just funny. Like, to me, it's not that serious. Like, people make fun of me all the time. People make fun of you all the time. I never block anyone, or like sometimes I'll just ignore it, but it's just funny. It's just the internet.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think we're that mean. I get some, like, really mean, nasty shit said to me.
Yeah,
I had a
kid
say to me, you know, we don't do that, man. You got to follow the rules. And I know that I've been banned a few times, and I know how people would probably do the same to you, where people are waiting to pounce on us to break the rules. And if I used a bad word, if I said something I'm not allowed to, you can bet your ass I'm getting reported so quick. And people would, if we got banned right now, we'd have people screenshotting our shit, saying account suspended, and they'd be saying, let's go! You know what I'm talking about? Like, they would celebrate. So I'm trying to be, I try to be very careful about what I say. But people just say shit to me, like, this kid, we actually are supposed to be cool again. He was calling me a loser. He's like, this dude's a fucking loser. He lives with a bunch of cats. And I remember even Gronky said to me, he's like, how is that a bad thing that he lives alone? Like, what are you talking about? I just get this shit said, and it's like, why?
It's okay.
I don't know how these people get away with it, because I can't.
Yeah, man. We don't know, because for me, for you, it's the cats. And for me, it's like, it doesn't matter what I do. Like, we've already talked about this. Like, I could be the greatest looking man of all time. Someone would be like, yeah, but your legs suck. And I'd be like, okay. So I could literally have a profile picture of me and my legs. I'm like, wow, look at this douchebag taking a picture of his legs. And then it's like, okay. Yeah, he has small arms anyway. So then you take a picture of your arms and they're like, man, look at this douchebag. He's got small legs.
Cool.
You just can't win.
Cool big jack triceps, weirdo. I like the people that talk shit. Like, I love it when Boris calls you Cowardly Bryson triceps. That to me is funny because you put a picture of your triceps and people are like, cool triceps, bro. Like, cool, man. But it really doesn't matter what you look. You can be the most handsome, you know, in shape, coolest guy, and people are going to be like, dude, you suck. Remember that? I mean, pro athletes get it on Twitter. And they snap. Like, Jeremy Hill should be, like, having a great life. You know what I mean? If I was in the NFL, dude, do you realize how I would react? And this guy's like, he's on there like stressed out all the time because people talk so much shit to him. Because you think about how crazy it is that you're considered a joke because you played in the NFL and fumbled a football at the highest, yeah, like at the highest level, where it's like, man, I would have been better off not playing in the NFL, just having a normal life and not being good at something, because then I wouldn't have to get so much shit on Twitter.com.
Dude, it's wild. Twitter is the wildest thing ever. It used to be a lot worse. Now it's like people, you know, you'll see people get suspended after they are like tweeting you and tweeting bad stuff or whatever. But yeah, it's a pretty wild place. It's like the wild, wild west. It's the funniest thing ever though, because eventually you'll get those Dave tanks. I don't know how other franchises do it. Like, I don't really think there's like, I've never like just ran up on another like small army of like, and you don't know it's coming either. It's like being in Vietnam and you like you think you're gonna attack this one guy and then like 30 people come out of nowhere and you're fucked up in 5 seconds. You want to know what the hell's going on. That's what it's like to attack OBI or anyone else on Patriots Twitter.
Well, look what you did to that kid yesterday there. Brad Kelly has 11,000 followers. You ruined his entire day.
None of his buddies tweeted me. Like, no one tweeted me from him. Like, he quote tweeted me too. Like, and his stuff got a bunch of likes and stuff. But like, that's, he has 11,000 followers. Like, man, of course it's gonna have likes. But no one was like, man, you're stupid. Metcalf's awesome. Like, no one once said that. And like, there's a whole bunch of Patriots fans were in his mentions, just having him in shambles.
I was comparing a little bit. I'm pretty sure that you were kind of pretty much beating him. I know it sounds stupid and corny and lame, and but you're pretty much, I think you pretty much, you know, I don't think too many people understood where he was coming from, honestly. I don't know how he could tweet about DK and get 300. I don't know about you, but I clicked on the likes to see if there was any people I was following that liked that shit. So I was thinking, I'm going to unfollow any person that liked this tweet. Because it's so annoying that you get a first-round wide receiver and you just want it. Your first instinct is, I have to bitch about this and be upset.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah. I know why people irritated me last year with Sony. So this year is just completely different. I actually like the picks too, but no reason to just complain. No reason to complain. Might as well just shut your mouth or fall in line, because we're coming after you. You get in my face with that, I'll beat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch. You piece of shit. You goddamn fucker. Alex Jones.
Word. Go milk your cow. I do like that you and this particular person actually... you guys, he's like your, I consider him like your arch nemesis now, you and Brad Kelly. He actually hated the Sony pick as well, and he was getting killed for that yesterday. And I was thinking, Jesus, this guy and Bryson could have been best friends in another life. Like, you should have seen, he said all the stuff about Sony that you've been saying, man, to be fair. He was, all the same stuff you've said, man, about how, you know, they didn't, I'll leave it alone, but you should Google, you should see his tweets about Sony. You'd be like, wow, me and this kid could have been friends.
Yeah, I saw it, man. I saw it. And to be fair, people roast me, like, anytime. Like, at one point during the season, it was so annoying because we have those big chats. I don't know if any people are going to think we're freak losers, but we have chats with, like, 80 people in them. And, of course, everyone likes Sony. And, you know, I'm just kind of against the grain kind of guy. Maybe I got too far down the hole of contrarian Bryson because it started making me mad, but... But then, so whenever Sony was bad, it was like, yep, sucks. First round pick wasted. And it was just a complete troll job. But every time he'd have like a 5-yard run and people would be tagging me on Twitter.
Well, you know what?
And that's fine.
Speak to that. I don't think it's not necessarily about you being a contrarian. I think it's funny. I think a lot of people, and I think that you've probably noticed this, they kind of gravitate towards how you feel about something. And I feel like that didn't happen with Sony. Like, I feel like you'll say something, a lot of people are like, oh yeah, that's a great point, Bryson. You know, and they love to hear your opinion on things. I know I'm the same way. I love to hear your opinion on things, and I respect your opinion. And then, you know, like, I'll always give you credit. I'll say, well, boy, Bryson, you nailed that one. You know, you were spot on. I think kind of like it never really quite happened with Sony. And I think that's why for you, it got like worse and worse, where it got to the point where people were busting your balls about it. And then you're going to troll harder because, you know, every time that he does make a mistake or something happens, you're going to be right there to remind people, hey, you guys bust my balls. But, and the funny thing is, you've admitted you don't even necessarily dislike Sony or anything, but sometimes I like to have your back in that debate. I love jumping in on that one and pretending like I hate Sony too. We had Sammy going for a while.
Actually, at one point during the season, LB, I was like, man, you know, I'm tired of this, because it was never like I started it or anything like that. But I remember the Chargers game when Sony had that big game. He actually had a good run, and I was just like, Sony, like all capital letters. And then people were like, oh, Bryson, fucking idiot. And then I was like, okay, that's it. I'm bringing out the grenade launchers now. Like, I tried to be on your side, tried to play nice. Now it's over, guys. I'm gonna be full on troll for the rest of the year, and then I just stop because I don't really care, and it is funny.
Yeah, it is a funny thing where I think you're probably like me in ways where I don't think anybody necessarily likes being, you know, told they're wrong about something. Even if you like to kind of know you're wrong, it's still kind of fun to be like, no, I'm not wrong. All of you morons are wrong, you know, and it's whatever. Yeah. The Sony thing's fun. I like to play both sides of it.
It's funny. Yeah. When we're wrong, LB, it's like this. It's like, no, I'm actually still right. And you're just so wrong for even thinking that you're actually still right.
Where's Dave Tank 68? He'll have my back on this one.
Yeah, what do you think, Dave? Know. Yeah, Dave, go in, Dave. Man, I don't know, Bryson. I kind of think you're an effing moron for thinking Sony Michel is just an above average running back that didn't deserve to be picked in the first round.
What was that, Bryson? The Patriots defense is good.
Oh man, that was one. You know, those are the kind of battles. I like that we talk about Twitter because everyone knows us from Twitter. Those are the kind of battles that get you suspended, because it starts off like that whole fight started off with me just saying, like, I don't know, I think the Patriots defense will get better, and then people will be like, yeah, well, you're stupid, you're an idiot, and I was like, I don't know, I think they'll probably get better. I don't know. I think you're an idiot and you're a dumb. What were they saying about me? Oh, making fun of my gym picture, like, oh, you don't do leg day, and just roasting me, putting reviews on our podcast about, and just a whole bunch of nasty stuff, like, ended up from that. And it just all stemmed from is the Patriots defense good? And that was like, that made people so mad.
I'll never forget when you got on an Eagles fan. And you know what sucks so bad about this is that the kid was actually right. And I got suspended. So if he decided to come back and troll my ass, he would have had me so bad. It was about Alshon Jeffrey. I said, I was just really trying to piss this guy off. And I was saying, like, Alshon Jeffrey is a fucking, he's basically Chris Hogan. I was like talking all this big shit, and you jumped in and you had my back. And this was before you were Bryson NFL. You were maybe Brady Six Rings there. And this is an Eagles fan. Oh, we were talking so much shit to this kid. We're talking shit back and forth. Of course, Alshon winds up having a pretty good Super Bowl. They win the Super Bowl against us. But you had this kid so in his feelings because you said, dude, nobody cares about your – he had an avi of him at the gym, and you were like, bro, why don't you go do leg day, you chicken legs? And this kid was, like, legitimately upset. You once shared a thing. You said, what's your favorite memory of me on Twitter? And I shared all the tweets to you. I actually went back and found the tweets. I don't know if you remember me sharing them all. Do you remember what I'm talking about with this Eagles fan? You told me he had skinny legs, and I mean, he was like sending you pictures of him at the gym doing legs, and like, it was bizarre.
Yeah. I was like, I don't care, bro. I think he was like overhead squatting like 135, and I was like, oh yeah, tough shit coming from you, overhead squatting weight that my little cousin does. He's in seventh grade, by the way. And then he's like, nah, man, I don't have chicken legs. Like, yeah, chicken legs, no one cares what you say, freak loser. I don't remember what I said. I'm going to look it up right now.
Seriously, I never retweeted him because he could actually get us now and be like, oh, I told you, morons, fucking Alshon. And so I never really messed with it again, but I remember I shared you all the tweets. I was like, dude, this was hilarious. He was so upset, and he started, like, defending himself and telling you, like, well, dude, just he wanted you to admit that you were wrong. It was the strangest thing. He was like, bro, just admit that you're wrong. Say that I don't have small legs. It was like, oh, like, this kid was generally, he was really upset that he said he had skinny legs. People try to get on you. Yeah, man, cool big triceps, freak. Wait, did you just work out? Yeah, you got me.
I think I found the conversation. I said, okay, here it is. I said, oh my God, Obi, you're going to love it. It's even worse than you thought. I said, imagine pointing your toes outwards while overhead squatting casual weight.
and I said, that's exactly it.
I said, my cousin can overhead squat 135 for reps. He's 14. And then he said, follow me on Insta. You and your little 14-year-old can't do half the shit I do. Thanks for pointing out in my picture. And I said, why in the hell would we follow you on Insta, chicken legs? And then he said, you must like my legs to keep talking about them. It's like a huge paragraph. And I this is my favorite thing to do. You just take their at and you just say it. I said, brick for brains. I'm not reading your love letters to me. And he said, exactly. And he just made another huge long paragraph. And all I said,
some of his tweets are hard to find now because I got suspended. So he had replies to me that are like hard to dig up now. It gets all weird because of the way Twitter used to be and because I got suspended, but he had like all these replies, man. He was replying to you like a couple times to one, and he was really upset that you made fun of his legs.
Yeah, man. He still has his Twitter profile. I might just tweet him right now and say, what's going on, man? What's going on?
His legs. Ask him if he's been hitting legs.
Any update on the legs?
Then he's going to remind us to be like, oh, you're the guys that said Alshon was Chris Hogan, basically. That was more me. I was just being like, I think that was old Shobbs, and Shobbs used to have that picture of, like, it was like white. I think Shobbs, if I'm not wrong, Shobbs is definitely in that conversation. I want to say Jeff was there too. We're like all suspended from that thread. It wasn't even that long ago.
Oh man,
a year and a half ago.
Yeah, that's funny. Actually, I saw an other tweet, and I didn't know I didn't realize it was that long ago. It's a long time ago. Oh my God, dude. Man, sometimes I'm just flat out mean. I'm not gonna lie. He said. Wait a minute. I can't. Yeah, it's got three replies, and I can't see it. He said, all these cute stats and numbers, and you must have said something to him. And I said, chicken legs thinks having a catch rate of less than 50% is good. And then he said, this is how it started. He said, chicken legs, please point out where they are. Talk to me when you can do that stance. And wow, these Patriots fans come out of nowhere. And so he pretty much said, chicken legs, point it out to me. And I took a screenshot of his avi and I zoomed in on it and said, right here, chicken legs.
Yeah, that was classic. So he even said these Patriots fans come out of nowhere.
Yeah, they do, bro.
Wait, this conversation came full circle.
It did, bro. Oh my God. Yeah, man. You guys don't understand. You guys, one thing it has to be, you know, if you want me and LB on your side, which is kind of nerdy to say, but you can't just tag us. We're not just gonna get in your fight because it's not fun. We're not just gonna like drum up some drama. But if we see that you're fighting a good fight like Dave Tank 68, we might just hop in and call someone chicken legs for you.
There's this one guy that does this now all the time where he tags me and all this stuff, like Sports Talk Joe, and I tell him, like, I'm blocked. I think his name's something Boston PBW. Oh, my God. He probably does it to you, too. He tags me in everything all the time. Crazy fights. He gets into these crazy fights with people, and it's like, yeah, whatever. I don't care, you know? Whatever, man.
I think they get mad because they see how many people, like, come to defend us, and like if they ever have an argument and they're siding with us, how many people come to our defense, and they don't understand that like it's not because of them, it's just because we're there.
It's a weird thing. I feel bad sometimes, and sometimes I do lend a hand, but it looks really bad when you tag people and people start saying, oh, you're calling for backup now. Like, you really can't do that. It's just, I can't be in an argument and say, hey, Bryson, NFL, did you see this guy? You got to admit, that's going to look really bad.
Yeah, it definitely is, man. It definitely is. All right, LB, I'm gonna head off to dinner. I'm gonna go to dinner. I'm gonna do some end game. Gonna watch Iron Man. Get you know what? Hate to see that.
No, I don't. What do you mean? What do you get you? You know what? What?
Oh, what
are you talking about?
Oh, you know, he just dies.
What?
What?
What do you? Wait.
Oh,
what?
What'd
you say?
Iron Man dies.
He. In what? You're not talking about Endgame, are you, dude?
Oh yeah, he does.
That's really shitty that you just did that. I've been wanting to see that movie for over a year.
I'm sorry.
You're joking right now, right?
Oh my god. Yeah.
Look,
Black Widow too.
If you don't know by now, then I'm sorry. that's the one some people might not know.
But yeah, Black Widow does too. Yeah, that sucks.
Who gives a shit about Black Widow anyways?
And I don't. LB, thanks for coming on. Good times. Hope everyone enjoyed it. Go follow at DaveTank68. Please take a picture for me and just tell him you love him. Show him some love.
Show him some love. That's right. Thank you, Bryson. You have a fun night, dude. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Later, bro.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.